You're watching Notepad with me, Ibrahim Sani. We still continue on our conversation on trying to talk to businesses that bring offline customers to online. We're talking about businesses that connects with governments, with private enterprises. All this is actually quite important for us to explore because the country is still well on its way on the recovery process in a post-pandemic environment. One such company that I want to really talk to is Intercity. Joining me is the CEO, Nick Liu. The boss of Intercity. Nick, let's talk a little bit more about Intercity. What offerings do you bring to the market? How are you going to, affect change into how the customers, your customers are doing right now?
Yeah. Thanks for having me today, Ryan. Yeah, so at Intercity, we started in 1986. We are a printer of statements, right? So traditionally, over the past 30 years, we've printed bank statements, government statements, all these information pieces to the public. And so where we are moving to today, especially post-pandemic, during the pandemic, was to try to make it easier for the public to receive the information both on paper as well as digital channels. Mm-hmm. And that is very much a need right now, because there were times when post were a bit slower, people, manpower was short, so digital channel is the way to go.
Okay, and because of that, the digitization, I suppose, of your customers must take a long process. It's also quite important for us to talk about some of the changes that is taking place.
Yep.
What were some of the learnings that you can take from your customers in trying to help them achieve their objectives?
Yeah, I suppose I'll break it down into two parts, really. We have our clients, and our clients have their end consumers, right? So like our banks have their customers, our government government clients have their end users. So it's very much of a end consumer habits, change in end consumer habits that drive these clients to take these changes. And then the second factor is our clients themselves look at their cost base and go like, hey, it's time to save some money, right? So between our end consumers choosing digital over physical mails and our clients wanting to save money, they drive us in turn as a service provider to change the way we provide our services as well.
Okay, let's also talk about how businesses have been impacted during the pandemic and how you're coming back from that now in the post-pandemic phase.
Yeah. So in our case, I suppose it was very much of a buckle down the hatches first before growth. So there were two parts to it. During the pandemic, we were quite affected. So first step was to secure our people, right? We are a manufacturing business. We have a factory floor. We have staff working on the factory grounds that they can't work from home, right? And I'll be quite, it was the truth that we had a death in the company as well. It was quite sad.
COVID death,
right?
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
That's right. So the most important thing was to secure our staff. These guys, they have no choice but to go to the factory ground. So first priority. Second was to secure the business, making sure everything runs, we still have ongoings, clients and all that. And only once these two were secured, then only we started looking at, okay, what are new services for growth? What are new things we can offer our clients? Yeah. Because without the first two and securing our people, that one, there was no way we could move forward. And we are very grateful for our staff sticking with us, really.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
What about your clients? Are they changing the way they do things in the post-pandemic phase?
Our clients, yes, very much so, actually. Our clients, at the very least, is the interaction. Pre-pandemic, of course, it's a lot of meetings, a lot of bidding, a lot of paperwork. And overnight, everyone just went online. It was great for us because traditionally that took a lot of time. So we were quite happy with that. But more on a, I suppose, after we've won the job, day to day, the clients expect a lot more digital ideas around it as well. Example would be this. Traditionally, for our statements, the clients just told us, okay, print a statement, send it out. Now our clients come to us and say, okay, print this statement, and how else can I get this statement to my end consumer? In various other channels as well, be it email, be it an app, be it a web portal, self-service web portal, right? And with all these options available, they'll be like, okay, can you do this as well? And very often for us, we'll be, we have to add those services on. If not, we'll start being just a printer, and they'll go somewhere else.
before we go to the break, I just also want to explore some ideas on cost and pricing. Have you given a thought into how you would want to, you know, move ahead with some of the pricing strategies that you deploy right now? Is there a need for you to rethink about how you charge your clients? How has cost been, particularly for your company right now?
Yeah, fair question, especially in this inflationary environment, right? I suppose in our case, Intercity's case, our costs is largely based on materials and manpower, right? Materials have been rising, paper costs, all that, machine costs. Manpower costs, recently with the increase in minimum wage, is good for our staff. We understand cost of living has increased, but as a business, we have to watch our margins, right? So all these are pushing up. And of course, our clients never want to get price increases. So what we do to balance the two demands, two needs rather, is we shift more of the printing mix into digital so that from a client perspective, instead of, let's say, you know, 10% digital, 90% print, you shift it towards 20% digital, 80% print, so your the amount they pay us is about the same, whereas we manage our cost. Yeah, so ultimately, digital is the way to lower cost for all businesses, and this will happen over the next probably 5 to 10 years, right? And once everyone has gone fully digital, that's the story for tomorrow.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, my colleague Nabila will speak with the Chief Commercial Officer of Intercity, particularly on how they want to explore some of the clients that they have right now. After that, we're going to be joined back with me and Nick to close off this conversation. So we'll be right back after these messages.
All right, thank you for staying with us on Notepad. Earlier, we had Ibrahim Sani interviewing the CEO of Intercity, Nick Liu. And now with me, I'm Nabila Khalida. And here with me, we have Brandon Smith, the CCO, is it?
Correct, yeah, CCO, Chief Commercial Officer.
Chief Commercial Officer for Intercity. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nabila?
I'm good as well.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for coming to our show.
Lovely.
All right. The first question we have for you is, can you maybe you can share with me what type of clients do you serve and what kind of needs do they come to you with?
Perfect. I'll break this out into four parts, basically from the needs towards the, from a client we serve, the needs, the problem and the solution. So the clients that we serve ranges from financial institutions, local council, governments, corporate and SMEs. The needs that they come to us with, it's always very varied in terms of it's ever-changing. They used to start off from physical print and then they moved to hybrid, digital, and also currently with the online self-service. Intercity aims to solve those problems by providing the solutions with the necessary tools and services to help embark them into the digital journey. Additionally, I believe that Intercity also provides that solution for them to embark into the journey, which is related towards how they can move forward with it. Ever since 2020, we have curated our proposals, our products and services to support them within the initiatives that is needed into moving forward within the transitions plan.
Do you see the organizations now more open to digital? If you think, if you say yes, why so?
Yes, definitely. As the organizations still look and deep dive into their current business processes and objectives, into their business segments, it's crucial for them to actually adopt the physical to digital based adoption. In potentials, they will have basically more into, they will look into more of like a potential saving, cost savings, and also more of operation implementation due to the efficiency sakes.
All right, upon that, can you share with me the examples or the instances where Intercity helped its customers achieve their goals?
Happy to. One of the proud moments for Intercity was when we serviced a local council known as MBSA, which is Majlis Bandaraya Shalom. So what we did for them was basically... You live in Shalom, amazing, nice. So what we did for them was actually, we provided a service where we would actually help them reduce their current reduction in their print costs itself. by servicing them in terms of helping them get towards their printing needs and also sending mailers out. So that was increase in revenue by 30% in year 2021, which was then a shift of resources moved into providing a better resources in management infrastructure for them to move forward with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and secondly, it would also be like MPK, Majlis Perbandaran Klang.
Perbandaran Klang.
What we did for them was actually sending official mailer statements such as bills and also notices to the clientele that provided a reduction in costs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was up to 25% in 2021 as well during the pandemic period when everyone is working from home.
That's nice. That's a tough time to...
Yeah, that was a really tough time for everyone.
For the company, so there's intensity to help with the companies, right?
Exactly, yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in with me, Nabila Khalida, and also Brendan Smith. Until next Notepad.
Thanks for staying on with us. As you saw just now, the conversation with Brendan Smith, the Chief Commercial Officer of Intercity, with my colleague Nabila. We continue on our conversation with Nick Liu, the CEO of Intercity. Nick, 2022 is going to be quite interesting. Inflation is going to be at the top of the lips of everybody right now when we talk about increasing pressures on cost and pricing. Hence my earlier question just now, early on in the show, we were talking about that. There's also the whole story of how companies are really rethinking the way they do things and perhaps some ancillary costs they will just forgo outright, resulting in some businesses like yourselves would be facing quite an interesting challenge moving forward. Knowing all this, and you are the master of your own business, and I just want to pick your brains on this. How do you plan to forge ahead when it comes to a very challenging 2022?
That's a question that's constantly on my mind. It's as a business and for our industry as well, this statement printing industry, the option of growing bigger to try to cut costs has, to me, I feel that it has almost hit its limits. So I can't just go around merging with my competitors and all that to try to get scale in order to lower costs. This option is fast running out of steam. So what we try to do is to move into other services, right? Be it other products or vertically as well, to move down the move up and down the value chain to capture more of the more of the value available, so that when we go to our clients, be it the banks or the local government agencies, we are saying that, hey, we are a one-stop shop for your information dissemination purposes, right? So you give us a bit of data, we'll make sure your end customers get receive the information, however you want to do it. And that seems to be the only way to keep the entire business afloat, really. Because I suppose on our side, as a business, we are here to solve the communication problem. Print just so happened to be the most popular medium of the day. But we got to move with the times. And we'll be shifting towards a more hybrid and digital medium of information communication moving forward.
Is there even a need for physical right now?
There is still some needs, right? Because with the aim of inclusivity, there are segments of the market, of the public, that still require paper statements for whatever reason. Because we always see stats in Malaysia about close to 90-100% you know, mobile penetration.
Yeah, yeah.
We see stats on online banking penetration.
Yeah.
As well as you know, what's the word for that? Everyone knows how to read and write, right?
Literacy.
Yes, that's the word. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it's not 100%, right? That's why Bank Negara and the authorities always have the very good mindset of inclusivity, making sure that no one is left behind. So there will always be a segment needing print. But whether we can print it economically, that is the question at some point when everyone has gone digital. Yeah.
Have you answered your own question then? Can you print economically?
Yeah, so that's the... We are still searching for that point, because as we do more and more businesses, and diversify our revenue streams, we keep lowering this point where we can print economically, right? In order to break even. If not, at some point, we will have to tell the government and our clients as well, we are loss-making on print, right? It may happen, but we are trying to delay this period as long as possible.
Why can't you diversify, or have you thought about diversifying to other stuff like academics or, you know, textbooks, printing laws?
Ah, okay.
I don't
so
know what you call that, statutes.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
I suppose in terms of the print business, then if we take a step back. The print business has multiple segments.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and in our case, we specialize in data printing, meaning each piece of paper or each output is different.
Mm.
So our printers are designed to keep changing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whereas, you know, in textbooks...
Yeah, it's templated.
It's like a photocopy machine.
Yeah.
And newspapers, they are a big photocopy machine. So that's why our printers, and these are all million-dollar machinery.
Okay.
They were designed so that each output that comes out is slightly different. It's like a big inkjet printer, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's why when we want to try to shift the product output, be it packaging. You know, packaging is a growth market these days with Shopee and all
this
e-commerce growing, doing super well.
Mm.
It's not easy because we are designed for paper input. They also have cardboard, plastic, all these kind of things. It's very machine-based customization.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why as a print business, yes, we print, but I can't just go around to my board and say that I want to buy another million-dollar machine for this segment, another million-dollar machine for that segment. Yeah. So we have to optimize within our playing field here.
So how can you optimize with this particular machinery or capex that you've already spent and depreciated over time?
Yeah, so we try to save what we can. We try to use as much of our internal staff's knowledge as we can.
Mm.
So one example is this. There are times when machines break down, and any machines break down, right?
Mm.
You can either order the parts from overseas, pay in US dollars, which is sky high these days,
mm.
or we can try to figure it out and use our engineering skills to fix the problem, effectively self-service.
Yeah.
And our guys, and these are our factory kind of staff, right? They don't have engineering degrees or anything like that, but they figure it out.
Okay.
And to me, I'm like, fantastic. Mm. You've been here, you know how the machine works. Save us a couple of $1,000s,
mm.
you deserve a little reward as well.
Mm.
Right? You just save the company a bunch of money, mm. and we are all printing for another day.
Mm.
Yeah. So, admittedly, yeah, the print market is very, very challenging right now.
Mm.
Right? And it is high time that we all move to digital, really.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
But you're right, that individual output data printing, I didn't realize that was a, somebody that wouldn't be in this scene.
Yeah.
Finally, what would be some of the output, some of the ideas that you have for this year when it comes to this industry? Do you feel that this is a sunset industry? Do you feel that there is some room to grow here?
Yeah. As an industry, because we are solving the problem of information dissemination, I think that it's not a sunset. You know, we have a long way to go. It's just the medium of doing it. So in fact, one of the areas of focus we have right now is the transition. Because a lot of entities, banks, local government, they want to go digital, they want to go fully digital, but actually they can't because of the lack of data. Right? Not everyone has the resources of our top banks, and their mobile banking apps, which are, I gotta admit, top class, right? Everyone else has limitation on budget, so that's what we are providing right now.
Mm.
We are providing a service to help them gather data, adjust their processes, build the technology, so that come the time, they have all the resources needed to just switch on their online statement.
Mm.
Because there's actually quite a lot of preparation to get to that level.
Mm.
Right? One simple example was this. Perhaps, let's say you and me, we are supposed to get two different statements, right?
Mm.
It is very easy in a digital world that your statement and my statement get mixed up.
Be it
a wrong email address or the wrong content.
Yeah.
Right? Same email, but your PDF comes to me, that kind of thing. So yeah, all this preparation goes into the transitioning process before our clients are confident enough to switch it on and it goes to the public.
Okay.
And there's no room for mistakes there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Seems to be, there's a lot of things to be done here in this industry. I really wish you guys all the best. Also, we probably want to have a conversation of this again, 1 or 2 years from now. Let's see how it goes from there, because things might change quite dramatically, or things might just go on the way it is. We don't know. You're right. True, that whole inclusiveness and inclusivity has to be included, particularly when it comes to, you know, not many people are, you know, I guess 100% there yet. That was our conversation with Nick Liu, the CEO of Intercity. If you missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawing.com, look for Notepad over there. Earlier on in the interview, we also had Brendan Smith, the Chief Commercial Officer of Intercity as well, talking about some of the elements of their company, clients. And we would like to also indulge you in our sister shows, including The Week Ahead and Niaga Awani, which airs daily from Mondays to Fridays at 9 a.m. That's it from me for now. Thanks very much for watching and goodbye.